the questions that we never got to last week. So the Mishnah starts off with the Arba Avos Lezikin, and it starts to tell me that these categories are such that I needed all of them. At this point, the Mishnah seems to imply I couldn't derive one from the other. Then it tells me the Sada Shava, right? And then it tells me how much the Chiyav is and what the Chiyav is. Ultimately, the early part of the parak is all about getting us into Avos and Tolos. There's definitely an agenda here, right? Because if you think about it, the opening question of the Gemara seems, at first glance, quite trivial, right? Told the same kiyotzeim belav kiyotzeim, right? So we asked this question, on that question, we asked several questions. One of them was, what exactly do we mean by kiyotzeim belav kiyotzeim? In what regard, right? That was question number one. That's a machlokes rishonim, which we're going to actually discuss today. In what regard do we say kiyotzeim belav kiyotzeim? Second question we asked was the Tiferet Shmuel. Anyone would see the Tiferet Shmuel? Probably not. So he asked this kasha that a number of Acharonim ask, which is, how can the Gemara be asking whether Tolos are Kiyotzeh and Erolav Kiyotzeh? Because it should be obvious from the Mishnah that it's Kiyotzeh. Anyone have a personal idea of what that can mean? Anyone see the Tiferet Shmuel? It's a little tiny Marmakam in the back of the Gemara. And what he says is the following. He says, look, we have the Lo Harez. What's the function of the Lo Harez? What? To show us again that we can't derive one from the other. Now, let's say we were able to derive one from the other. Then what? Then we're using a Bamematzim, right? So we're going to say there's a Shemazi called Shor. And then there's a Shemazim called Mavet, whatever it is. Shor is written in the Torah, so I know that one exists. And there's a Chiyuv, there's a Kshalim, whatever, let's say Shem Veregel, there's a Chiyuv of a Shor. Can I now take my other Shemazim, which is Mavet, which I know is a Mazik? It is a Mazik, it's just not written in the Torah. So could I use a Bamei Matzino and derive it from there, right? So for whatever reason, technical reasons, I can't. Lo Arei, Lo Arei. But let's say I could. What would it be called? So the Tiferet Shmuel says, presumably it'd be called a Tolda. That's what a Tolda is, right? A Tolda is not the Kra, like Rashi says, but derived. So we would have a derived thing, which is definitively Kiyotze Ben, because if you're learning it from a Bamei Matzino, that means you're learning the din from the one that's written in the Torah. You're learning it for a Tolda. Obviously, Kiyotze Ben. So he says, what kind of kasha is this? Kiyotze Melav Kiyotze. Isn't it Pshita? So we have to take care of that child. Anyone have a quick way to dismiss it? Is it a good kasha? Or is it like, not all achronish of kashas are good kashas. That's the first thing you learn as you mature in learning. You think, first of all, it's in the back of the Gemara. How bad could it be? And it's an achron saying it. It's a big talmud chacham. So I'm telling you, this is not a good kasha. Right? What?
Didn't the Rosh ask
what?
What
do you mean? That
why?
Good. In other words, he wants to. He uses the riff as that whole preamble to the riff is going to be good. We'll get to it. But the way he's asking it is specifically on the Lo Harez. Look, the Lo Harez should automatically eliminate the possibility that a Tolda is Lakiyotzi. That's his kasha. Third kasha we asked that we haven't answered yet is, when the Gemara starts to work out Kiyotze and Halav Kiyotze, and then it starts to use the two models, right? The model of Shabbos and the model of Tumah, right? So we wanted to know, is that like just Lav Dafka? In other words, what would be the most poshut way of understanding why the Gemara brings that in? Why does the Gemara bring in Shabbos and Tumah? How is it defining the words Av and Tol?
This is when we say Av and Tol, do we mean the things that have the same beginning or do we not?
I think we're going to mean the same thing at the end with what I'm going to say. What a lot of Achronim say is they say, no, maybe, all it is, Tiferet Shmuel, as a matter of fact, is one of the people that says this. He says, you know what they're doing with that? They're showing you, and maybe this is what you mean. They're showing you that sometimes, despite the fact that it's called an Av and it's called a Tolda, they have the same din. Or the opposite. Sometimes, despite the fact that one's called an Av and called a Tolda, they don't have the same din. Right? Either way, in other words, it's either possibility is possible. So, just laugh dafka like that. Or, alternatively, is there a bigger chap here? there's something very special about the selection of these two examples that Rabban told them. That's the third issue. The fourth issue is the one that I called my Shana Aleph Kasha. I called it my Shana Aleph Kasha because I thought of it when I was in Shana Aleph. I thought it was a stupid Kasha, but I thought it's because I asked this Kasha because I thought I must be stupid. I don't understand what's going on. And I'm asking this Kasha. Now I know that 8 all-star Achronim asked this Kasha, just to let you know. I gave one in the Mar Makomos. The Marsha and the Madhur Basra asked this Kasha. And so does the Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Chasim Sofer, all-star cast, Penny Yeshua, all the top Achronim asked this Kasha. So, you know, whatever. But it did give me a little rejuvenation in my confidence, because it's not such a stupid Kasha as, I hate to say it, but back then, my Chavrusa told me that's a stupid Kasha. But he was wrong, right? He's there wrong. Now he's like a Rosh Kodal, actually. He's doing pretty good. But I meant to call him up. I would tell him, like, you're wrong. And I'm sure by now he found out, right? What's this Kasha? The Kasha is, the Gemara starts off with this big, dramatic issue. So it will say, Kiyotze Melav Kiyotze. Which way does it go? And then, you know, wow, what a suffix. It doesn't know. The Gemara doesn't know if the Toldos are at the same din as the Av. And then suddenly, when we start going through them, Pshita. Toldos Karen Kikaren. Toldos Shane Kishane. What happened to the Kasha? What changed in between this big suffix and, oh, it's a Dabra Pashit. Of course it's like it. What's the basis of being like, you know, they share the characteristics. Yeah, we didn't know they shared the characteristics. We didn't know what the Tolda is. You know, when it's Karen, it's Kavanah Lahazik. When it's Shane, it's Hanah, and this, that, and the other thing. We knew that all along. What on earth is going on here? And I'm so happy that everybody asked this Kasha, because I really could not understand it. Everyone gets this Kasha? It's a big Kasha for me. Right? Give them the answer today. Finally, I feel that. Right? So those four Kashas. Let's start with that one. Now, actually, let's start with the Tiferet Shemar, because we can answer up this whole thing. And it's going to be an introduction to a lot of very, very important lumbus that you will be doing in great depth, hopefully, in your morning shiur. So the Tiferet Shmuel asked this Kasha. This is really going to get the ball rolling, because it's going to help us really define what a Tolda is. Who thinks they know what a Tolda in the Zikin is? What's a Tolda compared to an Av?
It seems to be an application of an Av. It's not really a Tolda.
Okay, so what about the Tiferet Shmuel's Kasha, right? He's telling me, he's saying all these cases are toldos, right? In other words, if I would have learned Bamematzina, right? Shor from Mave, Mave from Shor, that's a toldo. Right, that's what he's saying. So he says, if that's true, then toldo saying Vadai Kiyotze Man, right? And he has his problem. Then he gives it, no one saw it. I was hoping you'd see it. Because the only thing I hate more than his Kasha is his answer. His answer is, you know what it must be? The Makshin's Kasha really is? That, am I right that it's Pshita that Kiyotze Behen? Or, well, why are we calling it a Tolda if it's Kiyotze Behen? It must be different than the Av. I don't know. What on earth he's talking about? It's so circular. I say, what kind of Kasha does he have? There's no Kasha here. You want to know why? Because his premise, most Achronim will disagree with. Why? What's a Tolda? What does the Gemara tell you is a Tolda? What are the Toldas the Gemara lists on Daf Beis and Gimel? What are the Toldas? Every time it says, okay, Karen, what are the Toldas of Karen? Be'ita, Rilitza, Nishicha, those are them. What are the Toldas of Shane? Whatever those same Gemaras will list. And by all of these, right? Those are the Toldas. What is these other things of a Bameh Matzina? It's not a Tolda at all. When you derive something using a Bameh Matzina, that's not a Tolda. Who said that's a Tolda? When we ask Tolda saying Kiyote Malach Kiyote Ben, we're talking about the real Toldas, not those other things. What are those other things? Those are Hayam Beis and Vava Munav. What's going on Hayam Beis and Vava Munav? Yes, in other words, we're going to use a Bameh Matzina. That's ultimately what we're using. We're not deriving Toldas. We're deriving other avos, for lack of a better expression. Those are a different shemazik. And what are we doing with a Bameh Matzina? What's the function of a Bameh Matzina or an opinion of? It's to decide, are these other avos, not written, the krab, the hedja, are they chayiv or not? If I can make my Bameh Matzina work, I take bor plus, I could derive many other ones, right? But let's go to Vav. Or I could use the Sarashav and get those four cases. Those are four Avos. Those are not Toldos, those cases. Bora Miskagal, all of them They're new avos. They're new avos. So the whole premise of the Tiferes Shmuel's question is now gone, because he was assuming, if I use the Bamem Matzino, I'm deriving a Tolda. And if you are, it's Vadai Kiyotze Behem, because that's what a Bamem Matzino always does. The whole point of it is this Chiyuv on X going to be applied to Y? And if it is, of course it's Kiyotze Behem. But the problem is, that's not what a Tolda is. Those are Avos. What's very conspicuous, Rashi, if you look on Ham and Aleph, right? Bottom, towards the bottom, second to bottom line. He says, V'tesi idach mina. What word is never found in this parish? When he's talking about the derivations. B'me matzino, b'shor shehu mazik v'chayev, afamave shehu mazik yechayev. What does he never say? The word tolda. It's not a tolda. It's not a tolda. It's one shei mazik that I'm going to try to now use. It's written in the Torah. I know it has a din. B'me matzino, can I now learn another shei mazik? The toldos are different. What are really toldos? Now, how would we define toldos properly? What's a toldo? A toldo is something that shares all the tchunos of the av. Completely. Right? In other words, it's darka lahazik, shmirasan alecha, and one other thing. If it's a toldo of Karen, kamana lahazik. If it's a toldo of Shen, hana. Bor, kilasa asuya. Eish, kolachachir muraba. Whatever it is, that's what a tolda is. A tolda is mamish, exactly the av. I don't need a bamei matzino to learn a tolda. How do you know a tolda? It's mimela. It's automatic. It's bakra. It's mamish bakra. Who really brings this home? This yisod. Rashi. What's the first Rashi to divine avos? What does he say? On our Mishnah, how does Rashi define avos? He says, but what are the exact words? Here's the first diyuk. First diyuk that you have to be sensitive to. Look at the way Rashi defines avos on Beis Amud Aleph. Contrast it to the way he defines avos on Dalet Amud Beis. He says, behenge over there. What does he say on Dalet Amud Beis? By those avos, are Oshia. What does he say over there? He doesn't say. He says, kari lahanach d'ksivim b'kra. Is that just he forgot to say the word? He's getting cheap with his ink? Why is Rashi leaving out Behedji over here and said it over there? What's the big difference between the Avos of the Mishnah and the Avos of Rav Moshe? What are they? You said it. I think you said it. Right? The Avos and the Mishnah have told us. So Rashi needs to say, you know the only difference between an Av and a Tolda? There's one tiny little difference. The Av is Bekra Behedja, and the Tolda is Bekra Lav Behedja. What about when it comes to the 13 of Rabbi Chiya for that matter as well? All of those. Though there he has said nothing about an Av is Ksuv and Krav Behedja. He doesn't have to. Why? Are there any toldos for Rabbi Chiya and for Rabbi Chiya? No, there are no toldos. That's what we learn in Hamud Aleph, right? There are no toldos. The Gemara says, what are the toldos? No. So why are we calling them Avos? That's the whole reason. There are no toldos for those. So he doesn't need to say Behedja because there's no need to differentiate. It's very midiyah. Very midiyah. Rashi's telling me, Mikol Tzad, a tolda is like an Av. It doesn't need any special Yud Gimel Midos She'atara Nidresh Shalem to derive them. Mimela, they exist. The Gemara just takes them for granted. The Gemara starts listing them off. They're not derived. They're there because they share every tchuna. Right? Okay, good. So now what is this really blast open? If that's true, that a tolda is in every respect identical to the Av. It's mamish the Av. Other than explicitness is not there. Then behechi tesi, that there's any difference to that lav ki yotze. That's the kasha. And that is the kasha of the Gemara. Right? That's the kasha we're going to have on the kasha in the Gemara. The Gemara says, now is that a Baal Batish kasha? No, it's a great kasha. How do you know it? Who asks it? You said it before. The Rif, the Rosh. They all ask it. And the Achronim go to town on this too. Mehechi tesi. Once I know what a tolda really is, and I'm not making the mistake of the Tiferes Shmuel, who's assuming any derivation of Mem Matzino is also called a tolda, you know, you'll have to argue that out. But tolda mamish is pasha. It's sharing all the tchunos, and it's exactly like an av in every single way, other than its explicit writing the kra, the way Rashi points out. Then mehechi tesi that they should. Now I know why the Rosh is so bad. Why did the Rith have to start with the whole preamble? Oh, you know, maybe there's a difference between Av and a Tolda. What's my basis? Oh, I got to come up with this whole thing. Shor Muad, Shor Tam, Chatzi Nezik, Chatzi Nezik Shalem. Why did the Rif need all that? Why do you know why he needed it? Because he knows. Why on earth should have told him to be any different than the Av? Mehechatesis. So he has a good reason. What is his reason? He says, I'll tell you why you have a Havamina and an Av and a Tolda are different. There's only one reason. Because I have a Shem Mazik called Karen. Right? And even within that, I see that the Torah differentiates. There's a Tam type, there's a Mua type, there's a not Chatzi Nezik, there's a Nezik Shalom type. Well, if they could do it there, perhaps also Lagabe a Tolda and an Av. Maybe a Tolda, because it's not written explicitly Bakra, is not the same Chiyuv as an Av, which is explicitly Bakra. And the Achronim really seize upon this. And they say, they put it in the following terms. You should look at that little tiny, I can't emphasize how tiny it is, this Marsha of Badur Basra. Please look at it, because it has it all. It has this whole discussion that I'm giving you. It's a very gratifying Marsha when you see it, because it's basically the analysis that we need to do ourselves. The fact that it's Suva Bakra raises the kasha in the Gemara. And the Gemara, he calls it a Gzeiras HaKasuv. You want to know how we think Toldos might be different than Avos, even though they share every quality? They're identical in terms of what they're like. And it's Mimela Mashma, always the Tolda out of the Av. He says, because there's a Gzeiras HaKasuv, maybe, that's saying the Toldos are different than the Av. What do you mean? What does that mean, Gzeiras HaKasuv? What it means is, they're not Behedja, they're cool. So that's the opening kasha of the Gemara. So the same kiyotze be lav kiyotze. Maybe they're lav kiyotze behem. Maybe they're not. Maybe the fact that the av is written explicitly makes it different. So that was the original mystery. Who ended that mystery? Who took the gzeiras hakasuv and got rid of it? Rav Papa. That's what Rav Papa's doing. What is Rav Papa doing? Rav Papa says, you know what? Yesh kiyotze behem. Yesh lo kiyotze behem. So what is that now mean to me? It means before I was thinking, hey, maybe Toldos are different than Avos. You want to know why? Avos are written in the Torah. Toldos are not written in the Torah. So maybe they're different. Guess what he just showed me? No way. That doesn't mean that. It means that they're like them in every single way. And in addition, even though they're not explicitly in the Pasuk, still, Keyotze Behen. As soon as he says, Yesh Keyotze Behen, he now eliminates that whole little mahalach of the Marsha, of this, you know, Xeris HaKasuv thing. Now the Shaila changed. Here's the answer to my Mishana Aleph Kasha. Here it is, right here. Once Rav Papa said his thing, now the Kasha in the Gemara, the tension in the Gemara changes, and you see it almost the favorites in the words. What's the real issue in the Gemara now? How on earth? What?
Which case is it?
Of what? Of Lav Kiyotze Behen. What's with Lav Kiyotze Behen? That's the Kasha now. Because it's so misnagar that it should be Kiyotze Behen. I'm telling you that Toldos are identical to Avos in the first place, and now I know the Gzeiras HaKasuv means nothing. I'm left right where Mehecha Tesi, there should be a difference. So the Rif and the Rush have to come up with their thing. Where'd they get that from? They just made it up. They didn't make it up. They said, this must be why, you know, there's a difference. Because we see there's a difference, and maybe there's still a difference. Right? But now I want to know, why on earth is there a difference? My whole focus changed. Let me find a Tolda that for some reason is different. There's got to be something special about it, but now it's Pasha. Every time I have a Tolda that's identical to the Av, it's going to be Pasha, that Yom Kiyotze Behem. So there must be some Tolda out there that lacks, that has qualities that for some reason are different, and yet it's still a Tolda of the Av. Everyone understand that? That's the new Kasha of the Gemara. That's what the first few blot are about.
I think it also strengthens, because if Papa says both sides, then every time we reject the Papa,
all we say is
that he was talking about something else, but we're just focusing on the part of that
Lav Kiyotze Behem. That's what, right. Exactly.
Because he did say that.
Very Meduyak. Exactly. That's not a coincidence. Right. That's exactly this Mahalo. That's exactly what's going on. Exactly. Nice. Very nice. Good. Sorry. You had a question?
Yeah, isn't that question answered in the first album? Lav Kiyotze Behem? Like, what are the Lav Kiyotze Behem? And then you give to it, and he gives the Tana's answer, and then he gives the Eliezer's answer.
What do you mean? What's the answer?
What's the difference between the Av and Tolda?
Yeah.
Saying, well, not necessarily.
You're talking about Shabbos. I'm talking about Nezik. You're talking about Shabbos.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right? In Shabbos, it's a whole other ballgame. Right? That was like the last discussion. Really. But now we're talking in terms of Mazik, in terms of our case, our Avos. So the same yotzei and lafka yotzei, that's Hashem, right? And once Rav Papa says what he says, oh, so this whole Gezeiras HaKasav theory is out the window. Now I really have an issue. So I'm going to spend the next blot or two trying to discover where is this Tolda and get to the bottom. Okay, good. Everybody with me on this? So now we're ready for finding this mysterious Tolda. So what's going to help us a lot is if we understood what nafka mina are we really referring to. When we say lafki yotzei ben, what is that referring to? In what sense? So did anyone see any of the makoros? Well, hold on. So anyone see the riff at some point in their lifetime? Right? No. Okay, so we have to do it now. Otherwise, you won't appreciate this. It's machlokas Rashi in the riff. Right? Sorry, Rashi. Rashi tells me, what is the law of Kiyotsu? What is that referring to? What? In terms of what? In other words, the Av is Chayil. And the Tolda, what's the din on the Tolda? Potter. That's according to Rashi. There's no Chiyav Bechlav. Right? Everyone know what Rashi I'm talking about? Beis Amadeis. Hachamar. Tolda the Shabbos, Havu Ka'avos. Tolda the Tumah, Lo Havu Ka'avos. The Halcha tells the Nezikin Mai. Mi'aminen Toldos Kiyotze Ben. Lo Shna Av, Lo Shna Tolda. Like, I think it should be. Or, in Hezik Mishalim Odilma. Lo Mishalim. That's what Rashi says. It's an all or nothing thing, right? This Rashi is going to get himself into a lot of trouble. Everyone's going to attack this Rashi. A lot of people are going to attack this Rashi. What do you mean that's what the Shaila is? Is the Tolda like the Av that there's a Chiyuv? Or is it not like the Av that there's no Chiyuv? Right? So two Kashis right away. Anyone give me one. What Kash on Rashi? What's difficult about that? What's Rashi saying that? So, anyone?
Who says that's the other Hatsi, is it?
Ah, so we'll get to the riff and the rush. We're going to say that, right? But you're alluding to something. What does it end up being? What's the example of Lav Kiyotzei Ben? Everyone's been through the Bekiyas, right? So what ends up the case of Lav Kiyotzei Ben? So what's the din? So Rashi, what are you going to do with that? You're telling me the Lav Kiyotzei Ben is zero, but the Lav Kiyotzei Ben in the Gemara turns out to be Chatzi Nezek. So that's problem number two for Rashi. More fundamental problem is, why we call, what's the point of a tolda? If there's no chiyuv, if it's potter legamre, so in what sense is it anything? Lav kiyote ben potter, no chiyuv, so what is it? So who cares? There's no halach nafkamina.
Now, did you say that Rashi talked about whether or not to pass Ramona? As in, if you hold that service, if you hold that Chatzinez, it's just a pass, then make it, you're not going to have anything.
Excellent. So we're going to, excellent. We'll get to that in a few minutes. Perfect. Very nice. What are you ready for? Got a lot of fish to fry before we get there, but that's going to be extremely relevant, what you just said, extremely relevant. First, what did the riff in the... we're not going to look through the riff because we don't have all that, right? So, what did the riff say? The riff said the following. Depends who you ask, right? If you ask the Grizz, which I'm going to tell you what the Grizz says, because this Grizz you're definitely going to get into. We're going to be a little rough on the Grizz in a moment. Pashut shot in the riff. I wish you guys could tell me Pashut shot. I'm not asking for a lot of makoros. I know that you're doing you all morning. Anyone see the riff at all? Anyone? Want to look at it now? Let's look at it now. What does the riff say? Everyone look at the first riff. Because then you might not know what I was talking about before if you didn't see this riff at all. What did I mean by a preamble? The riff. And I said, I know I have a good kasha when I say, Mehecha Tesi that told us. Right, should be Lav Kiyotzei Ben. Remember I said, wow, is that just a Baal Vatish question or is that a good kasha? So I said, I know it's a good kasha. You know you have a good kasha? When the Rishonim are sensitive to it. So that's the first thing we're going to see in the riddle. He's very sensitive to this Mehecha Tesi that a Tolda should be different than a Nav. Because he says like this, Midiktani Avos, Mikladik and Toldos, to the same Kiyotzei and a Lav, Perush, Kevan, the Kaimelan, the Nezik Shalom Amonahu, the Chatzi Nezik Knasahu, Umuad Jehezik, Mishalom Nezik Shalom in Aliyah, Vitam Mishalom Chatzi Nezik Megufo. Therefore, by Inan the Mega, Hani Tolus, Dani Abos, Ikiyotan, and Niu. What is he telling me? You want to know why we're asking in this Kasha? We really shouldn't be asking in this Kasha, because it should be obvious as anything that tells us saying, Kiyotse Ben. So, why are we assuming they might not be? Because of the fact that there's this well-known idea of Shurtam, Shurmuad, that within an Av of Karen, The Torah itself splits, even though it's the same av kavano to lemazik, and yet we have two types, and a chiyuv nezik shalem and a chiyuv chatzi nezik. So therefore, we want to know the same thing when it comes to the other avos. Maybe there's more of this. The avos are chayev nezik shalem, and the toldos are only chayev chatzi nezik. And that's the Rif Shita, Pashup Shat. Not like the Grizz, but Pashup Shat, that's what the Rif's going to say. He's going to say we have that same Kasha now on all the Avos. Perhaps the Avos are Nezik Shalem, but the Toldos are only Chatzi Nezik. So the Rush really, if you have, well, you will at some point this year see this Rush, because everyone's going to have to do this, right? This is like bread and butter of this para, right? The Rush. It explains the Rif and totally agrees with him, and the Rush says that's pshat in the Rif. The pshat in the Rif is that we receive based on the precedent of that a keren is split into muad and tam, nezek shalem and chatzi nezek, that potentially, despite the fact that every tolda is really ke'ein ha'av in every way, it's really mikol tzad equal to the av, still there's the possibility that it'll be different in this way. Nezik Shalim versus Chatzi Nezik. That's the Rif. That's the Rush. Comes along Rashi and he says very differently. Rashi says, no. It's not Nezik Shalim versus Chatzi Nezik. It's Nezik Shalim versus zero. Potter. So there are the two Kashas. Because of these two Kashas on Rashi, one, so what's a Tolda? If there's no Chiyuv, then what on earth is it? It's nothing. And two, what about Sroros, which ends up being Chatzi Nezek, which works very beautifully for the Rif and the Rush, right? They get to have it come home, right? They're saying the suffix is maybe the Tolda is only Chatzi Nezek. Do we ever have one like that? In the end, yeah, the Maskana of the Gemara is yes, Chatzi Nezek by Sroros, right? But Rashi doesn't. So because of those two Kashas, the Grizz rejects Rashi. He says Rashi's wrong. Rashi is making a mistake. And he gives a completely, he takes the Rif, and he gives an original pshat in the Rif. Very, very interesting. I'm going to mention it because, again, I promised all the Rebbeim I wouldn't do any of the, and now I see that it's a good idea not to do all the heavy-duty lumdus now. But I'll tell you this Grizz, because the Grizz is going to be, it's very popular in NYU. Right? Always a brisker thing. It's like automatically very popular. But I don't know about this pshat. When you get to assess this riff on your own in the Rush, you see if you think the Grizz is giving pshat the way you would do it. Right? Your own pshat. That's the advantage of looking at Makoros. You get to give your own shot before you get a bias of the Grizz. What does the Grizz say? He says like this. He says like, he starts off by discussing those hybrid cases, the cases on the Fav, right? The cases of I need Bor Ve'esh, for example. And he asks the following, or he gets involved in a Machlokes Rishonim that you will, Bezus Hashem, get to, which is when you have Bor Ve'esh creating a new Av, a new Shemazik. So, which halachas does he get? The halachas of Bor, the halachas of Eish, or both? So, the Bali Tosfos, and you might have seen a few of these already, consistently, there's like two, three, four, six, five places where the Tosfos reveals his shita. He says you get the kulas of both. Right? How can you derive something and not have it adhere to the limitations of its fathering avos, right? How can it be different? So the Rush says, for example, Bor Ve'esh, it's going to be Pater Mikalim and Pater B'tamim, both. Comes along the Rush, very famous Rush, and he says, that's not true. It's not how it works. You're only going to have one, the main one. So in all those cases, it's Bor, right? Bor was like predominant in most of those cases. So you're going to be like Bor, and we're just using Eish as the help of Yalfusa. It's going to help us derive it, right? Help us create the Av. But once we do, you're going to just have one Shemazik, you're like Bor, right? And Shalom al Yisrael. So the Grizz says, do you understand why this is true? So the Grizz says, do you understand Pshat in the Rush? So he goes, it's very obvious. And this answers somebody's kasha from the first day. Someone asks, you know, what's with the Sada Shavda? What's it doing? What's its role? So if you hold like the Grizz, it's doing a very, very important thing. Once we have the Sada Shavda, says the Grizz, that becomes the Mechayiv of these cases. And all cases, as a matter of fact. Even Bor by itself, or Karen by itself, or Shane by itself, or regular, all of them by themselves, the Mechayiv is no longer the quality of that Av, but it's Tzad HaShavah. Darkan Lahazik Shmirasan Alecha, that's the Mechayiv. So, what's the obvious question? So, if they all have this very same Mechayiv, and all I need to be Chayiv as an Av Mazik is the Tzad HaShavah, then why do I need to break up into these different shemos? What's the point of them? So the Gemara says, didn't you see the Gemara in Hey Amud Beis? It is that kasha. He reads the Gemara that way. That's the kasha. Why do I need all the different shemos if I can derive each one from Bor plus? Oh, Hilchos Hayyim, right? It's to teach the individual halachos. That's all it's about. So when you're chayiv for Bor, or let's say you're chayiv for Regel, so the mechayiv that got you chayiv for Regel was Darka Mahazik Shmiras on Alecha. Now, I got to know, are there any exceptions when I won't be chayiv? Yes, Rishus HaRabim, whatever it is, but it's the Peturos, it's the halachos. That's their only function. So what does this have to do with the Rif and our issue? So the Gris says that's Peshat in the Rif. Yeah, and this is going to be a third possibility, is Kiyotze and Balav Kiyotze. He says, when we ask Kiyotze and Alav Kiyotze, man, we mean Legabe, the Shem Mazik Peturos, the Hilchoseyan. That's what we're asking. Is, we know for sure, every told us chayiv. Says the Greeks. How do we know it? What's the Mechayev for everything? The Tzad HaShavim, right? Dark and the Hazik, Shmir HaSan Alecha, told us have those. So automatically it's Chayev. Now I got to know, but what about those other Alechos, right? By the Av, it's limited within each Av, limited by whatever Ptur we learn out based on Xeris HaKasuv. But the Kasha in the Gemara, says the Grizz, what the Rif means, right, is, are the halachos of that Av also applicable to the Tolda? So, Regel is Pater B'Shus HaRabim, right? Shane is also Pater B'Shus HaRabim. Bor is Pater B'Kalim and Adam. What about the Toldos of those? Do they share those halachos as well? And that's the Grizz's fancy shot. Where he sees this in the Rif is beyond me. He has to learn the Rif, that the Rif, because the Rif only talks about one thing, Nezik Shalem, and Chatzinez. So what the Grizz has to say is that's just a dogma, that's just one example, the halacha by Karen. But really the Rif meant extrapolated out to all the others for their halachas as well. It's a very, very difficult thing. So that's the Grizz. He rejects Rashi and he goes this way. Alright, so all that was like a tangent that it's going to be very difficult for you to understand if you've never seen the Rif or the Grizz. But what you can understand, come back now, everybody, if you zoned out for that little Grizz talk, come back for this. How can we answer the kashas on Rashi? That's what we're going to end with. There are two kashas on Rashi. One is, and we're going to get to you, right? One is Rashi. So what's a tolda? Who cares about a tolda if it's not chayav bichlal, right? If it's possible, lav kiyotze v'niz, it's not chayav bichlal. What's the point of saying it's a tolda? Anyone have an answer on their own? What could it be? Somebody wants to answer that question. Yes, of course. So this is developed by many, many achronim. Right? And Rashi is the tittle. Right? What is Tes Amud Beis? Everybody saw that, right? Everyone got up to Tes Amud Beis in the Bikias? No? Alright, everyone turn to Tes Amud Beis right now. This is an all-star Rashi, this particular one. Right? The Mishnah says the following line. Kol shechati b'shmiraso hechsharti es nisko. That's a famous, famous line. Don't forget. Right? Kol shechati b'shmiraso hechsharti es nisko. The only question is, what on earth does it mean? Right? That's the only problem. So Rashi gives you two pshatim. You're going to skip one. You can deal with that in shir. We're going to go to the second pshat. What's the second pshat of Rashi? Right? So he says, hechsharti es nisko. So first he says, klomar, etc. Then he says, v'lishna achrina. Somebody give me shot in this right now. Hechsharti es nisko, alai v'hachshir u'lesaken es nisko. Tomar, ani chayav l'shalem. What? Yeah, but what's pshat in that line, right? Kol shechati b'shmiraso, hechsharti es nisko means that. So what's the point? No, that's it?
Yeah.
What's the first part of the sentence? What's a chiyuv shmirah? What is it? Where did it come from? Oh, chavti b'shmirah. Oh, you know, where did that come from? Who imposed that on me? Natural morality? What? Where did that come from? Did you wonder about that? I did. That was another one of my Baal Bati Shana Aleph questions. I said to my Rebbe, I go, you know, I know I'm stupid, but again, like second stupid question, I said, Chavti b'shmiraso, why? I said, you know, and I, here was I was a wise guy coming out of
I went to Eschatayim in Mosquera, I went to Colombia, and we had to take Western philosophy. There's some other unsuspecting number. But so I was very much into discussions of natural morality, you know, philosophy. Remember, he's looking at planets on Mars, right? I said, is this a riot for natural morality in Kazakh? Like, he says, get out of the basement, magician. But it has nothing to do with natural morality. Where's the Chiv Shmira? What is it? There's an Isser. Well, what is it? So this is going to be one of the first things you do in Ian in the morning. They're going to say, there's a million cheetahs out there, right? Pathal Recha Kamocha, Lifnei Iver Lo Tiden Mirshol, Hashav HaSavid, that's the site who's saying this one, Geneva, that's the Yad Ramah. Everybody's got to know the Yad Ramah is Pathal Recha Kamocha and Lifnei Iver. Geneva is a famous Rabbeinu Yonah by Pirkei Avos. All these, everybody's grappling. What's the Chiv? Where's this Isser Mazik, this Chiv Shmira coming from? Comes along Rav Baruch Ber, the Baruch Shmuel, right, and Rav Chaim, now I'm going to go first, right? They come in and they say, did you see Rashi over here? This is where it is, right here, Rashi's telling me. This is Rashi's telling me that there's no Chiv to pay unless there's an antecedent, everyone knows that word means, preceding Isser or Chiv Shmira. There will be no right, schus, tfiya, ben adam lechavero, unless preceding it was his ability to say to you, it is usher for you to do this, you are chayv to do Shmira. Right, it's a famous suya on Chavchim Alam Adays, we're not going to do it now, we certainly don't have time, but you'll see it comes out over there if anyone wants to take a peek. But the bottom line is, this is a very important yisod, so that Rav Baruch Ber, right, Rav Shmuel says, the source for the Isser is not any of those things all those guys said. Right? You know what the source of the Isser is? Makke behem yishamena. Makke behem yishamena. Which tells me what? It tells me there's a chiyuv l'shalem. If I'm mazik another person, there's a chiyuv l'shalem. And munach in every chiyuv l'shalem, it must have an antecedent chiyuv shmira or Isser l'hazik. It had to be preceded by the Isser. That's what Rashi's getting at. That's how he learns. Kol shechachti b'shimra, so alai l'sake. Then I have to be paying off. Then there's a chiyuv l'shalom. If there's a preceding Isser. Why is this so important?
The shomer is not even bound. He's not a full-time bound.
Right, so this gets expanded in many, many directions, including that, right? But for our purposes, I want to just... remember, what's our kasha on Rashi? Our kasha on Rashi is... what's a tolda, right? You gave the answer already, but I want to show you how it's really in Rashi. What's a tolda if there's no chiyuv l'shalem? What's left? So it's true that there's no chiyuv l'shalem without a preceding isser, but it's very possible to have a isser without a chiyuv l'shalem. That's very possible. What's the classic example? I threw in on my little group. One tiny little Rashi I begged you to look at. So there was Baba Basra Chavbez on the base. Grama ben Izakid. Grama ben Izakid. What's the din in Grama ben Izakid? So Rashi over there is so beautiful. He spells it out. He says, Grama ben Izakid, afilo, according to the person who says, Pater l'shalem, there's no chiv l'shalem. Ah, vale, it's an isser. There's still an isser. This is an extremely important yisod, that you can have this isser without the chiv l'shalem. Where does Rav Baruch Ber see it really play out? Very important, with Lada Nafkaminas. In all those pturos of the different avos. When I say, Bor is pater mi kelim, and pater mi tamu, pater mi adam, Eish is pater mi tamu, etc., all those kind of things. What am I saying? Am I saying that there's no Isser Bechlau? Or am I only saying, no, it's still Aser, which is going to be very palatable to us Western sensitive people like me. I never liked this idea. What did Pater Mikhail? The guy ruined my Kato. It's really okay, carte blanche, to do things like that. Tamun, just because it's hidden, now you can burn it, that's okay. No, it's Aser. It just hasn't reached a certain threshold, the threshold of Aser plus Chiyuv L'shalem.
If the reason that you're Pater is because it's not Golo and Pasuk, and Pater Rock, their own Iser stems from Pasuk, then why would there still be Iser?
No, in other words, what do you mean?
Why would there still be this? Or like in case we were pulled from Galen, why would there still be this?
So this is, he does this like you. This is what he says. He says, he starts examining the different ones. So he says, when it comes to Kalim, he said, there isn't this. The Xeris Akasa, all it does is pop you from the Chiyu Tashlim. But, Shane Beregel, Bishu Sarabim, different. Shane Beregel, Bishu Sarabim, Mutter.
There's no issue there. That's not just a tour tashlumin, right? You have to see this with Rabbi Rafer. He emphasizes exactly this. There, there's no issue. That's the case without an issue. There's no chi of shmira. I'm allowed to take my animal into the public and have it walk, and it's going to eat, and it's going to trample. That's not just a tour like Kalim and Tamur. That's mamish, not even issue, bichla. Okay, so what does this have to do with helping us with Rashi? Now it's Pashu. What's the Havamina from Tolda? Havamina, according to Rashi, is like this. An Av has an Isser, Chi of Shmira, and with it, the threshold is met, Chi of Tashlumin. Tolda? Perhaps not. Perhaps the Tolda just shares the Isser. There's a Chi of Shmira for the Tolda, but like Rama, like some of those other cases, Caleb, etc., it doesn't quite make the threshold of Chiyah. That's the Havamina, according to Rashi. That's what it means, Lav Kiyotzin. There's no Chiyah L'Shalem, despite the fact that there is a Nisr. Okay, not bad. Not bad, but Baruch Ber. It's a good answer. I like it. What about the second Kashi now? Let's just finish with this. What about the Tzoros? So how's Rashi even get out of it? So, you hit it, John. I don't know if you realize it, but you hit it right on the head. If you look, right, we have Tzoros. Looks good for the Rush and the Riff, right? Because the Rush and the Riff said, you know what Lav Kiyotze Ben means? It means I go from Chiyam Nezek Shalem to just Chatzi Nezek. No, there it is. Lav Kiyotze Ben. Tzoros. Bishmak. Perfect. Rashi, nope. It's got to be not Chayab Bechlam. How could it be? What would really work out nicely if I wanted to do good Lum this year, for real? You know, we're kind of like introducing Lumbus, but we're not digging in. But what would really work out beautifully? If there was a Machlokas Rashi in the Rush, in the Sugya of Tzoros, wouldn't that be nice? If there was, boy, maybe I could fit the whole thing in, and geschmack, right? So, guess what? There is, right? Now, this would have helped if you've seen the Makaris. Now, I know you've seen Rashi on Tzoros. Everyone got up to give him on the days, correct? So what does Rashi give his shot in Tzoros? What does he say? Take a quick look right now, and then I'll tell you 3 seconds later. Now, just take a quick look. What's Rashi's pshat in Tzoros? What's the chiddush of the halacha l'moshe misina? What's the hilchasa? What's the whole chiddush? He says the halacha l'moshe misina is one that is mamon and that is chatzinus. What does the Rush go out of his way to say? See, which you haven't seen, so you don't know, but I'll tell you. If you look at the Rush, you know what he says? Dafka, not that. He says, don't say that. It's not Mamona. There's no halacha mishnah necessary to say it's Mamona. You want to know why? Because Mistama, it's regel, right? Tzoros is regel. It's Pshita that it's Mamona, and it's Pshita your Chayiv, because it's Orche, right? How does Tzoros come about? The same way all regel comes about. The animal's walking, right? And it makes these stones fly. But from the perspective of the shmira and the animal, it's doing its normal thing, orcheinu. So says the Rush. Of course it's mamona the Tzoros. Ah, what's the chiddush halacha l'moshe misinai? That it's not chayiv, nezek shalem. It's only chayiv, chatzi nezek. So to say I'm lav kiyotze behed, there it is. Ooh, nice. What would really be nice? If what you said before is true. And it is. Rashi says like this. Guess what Rashi says about Tzoros? What do you mean, Rashi, that the halacha l'moshe misinai is that it's mamona? What else is it? Knas. What does that mean? Patur l'gamrei. You're patur l'gamrei. Rashi's starting point for Tzoros is, hey, this is a tolda lav kiyotze ben. Guess what? This tolda is patur l'gamrei. What's the chiddush? That it's at all chayim. The chiddush is that it's a chiyav mamona. That you're chayav bichlal. This is totally Rashi l'shitaso. As was the Rosh l'shitaso. If it's imbued beautifully that they have an initial machlokis of what's lav kiyotze behen, the Rosh will tell me going from nezek shalem to chatzi nezek, and Rashi says going from nezek shalem to nothing. And that's exactly what plays out in the context of the Tzoros. I got one last thing to say. There's so much more to say. This just opens up sugyas one after another. So I want you to know there's so much more to say on this. But I got one more little geschmack thing. This is a nachlis. I just noticed this the other night. This is like, you know, every now and then I look at I never like to look at Achronim. It's always not a good way. It biases you. You can't learn Mishonim if you look at Achronim all day. Right? You have to learn Mishonim on your own. Don't worry about the Achronim. When you finish all the Mishonim and you make your own like analysis, then check yourself. So I'm looking at the nachlis David to check myself on this whole thing. And I'm still wondering, Shabbos and Tumah. What else could it be other than Stam models that have no real significance. So he says, very geschmack, he says like this, he says, don't you get it? Shabbos, Avin Toldah, how does it work? You did this last week. What's the Toldah of the Avin of Shabbos? How do you become a Toldah of the Avin of Shabbos?
That's the right.
Yeah, exactly. Good. So it shares the Malachas Mach Shabbos. It shares the Tikkun. Every Toldah is automatically categorized as this Av based on the fact that it has the same Tikkun, the same design, same function with a different Ba'ul. Right? But it's all sharing the tchunas. What makes a tolda is because just like Zoraya is promoting plant growth, so watering also is promoting plant growth. So it's mimela. It's exactly the same thing. That's a tolda by Shabbos. What creates a tolda by Tumah? Anything like that? Sharing tchunas? No, it's a vlad, which means a tolda by Tumah is nothing to do with tchunas. A tolda by Tumah is created because the Av touched something, and it was metami that it gave birth to it, right? So it's very misabir that the thing that got emanated from the Av is going to be on a lower madrega. If it shares the tchunos, it makes sense that it should be on the same madrega. Says the Nachas Dov, he says, that's what's going on over here. Don't you see it? All the Avos and Toldos really share the Tchunos. It's really that it's Mimela, the same thing. Just like by Shabbos, the Tolda is the same as the Av in terms of its characteristics, so too, when it comes to Nezikin, same exact thing, with one exception. Tzroos. Says, what's Tzroos? Tzroos, the Tolda of Tzroos is different. It's Kocho. It's Kocho. It's a Vlad of Regio. It's not mamish, a thing sharing the tchunos of regel. It has a very big difference from regel. Regel is when I trip. Tzroos is when the koach that is exerted by my walking shoots off something that then is mazel. That's analogous as Nachas David to Tumah. It's a gishmak. I really liked it. If it's in with the whole analysis, then lav kiyotza, then in that case, in the case that's analogous to Tumah, not Lav Kiyotze Behen, in all the other ones which we never really understood why in the first place, Mechatesi, it should be different, right? But now I got it. Enachinami is the answer at the end of this whole entire section of the Gemara. Enachinami told us they're not different than Avos. They really share everything other than explicitness in the Pasuk, but that doesn't mean anything, as Rapapa points out. But then Rapapa says, you know, there's one exception. There's one Tolda that's different. It's the Tolda that's like Tumah. It's the Tolda that is an emanation more than a sharing of tools. Okay? And then